Well, I think it's very competitive this year. You know, the games are all been very close. There's a few of them there. It just was a point or a couple of points. This is up and down the table.
I think there's one point between what is it between the top seven? I think.
Yeah, just 1 point. So it just shows you how competitive it is. And the one big thing that I've taken out from many of the games that I've been with is the pace that's involved there. Now, one time you would think that the couple of games after the first few rounds of the league that people would be bedding in, getting a wee bit of fitness using the game, but now unless you're at it, unless you're really...
That surprised you, because I know the first round of games, Donegal and Mayo and Ballybuffet and Dublin and Kerry, you know, they were unreal games for the time of year.
For the time of year, you know, and if, when you take in consideration... that the championship really doesn't start for another maybe 6 months, but it's like everything. It's an inter-county football now is 12 months a year. It's not, you know, 9 months off and 3 months off. They're just training round the clock and training very hard round the clock. The conditioning of them is something else. So yeah, definitely, I've seen it creep up this last number of years, you know, the pace of the league, but this year in particular I've been really, really impressed with the way that the pace of the game and the games and the standard of football and the score taken of it.
Yeah, you know. And like for Dublin came back off their holidays the week before, I think, and I know Kerry hadn't played any warm up games because they entered their under 20 team in the McGrath Cup.
Yeah, but as I say, in fairness, you know, no more so than we were saying earlier on, I don't think is the phrase they don't winter as well as we used to do, you know, maybe 10 or 15 years ago. Yeah. Them guys just look after their bodies, you know, they know what to do. They're professional athletes, really. Yeah. You know, they're in the same kind of terms as the Premiership soccer players.
Yeah.
So, you know, that from that aspect of it, it's going to be interesting to see now over the next couple of games if anybody can go out in front. Or maybe I see their Meath probably seem to be a wee bit behind everybody else in that division. There's very, very little in between it and maybe the other seven teams in it, but Meath do seem to be off the pace. But I know the manager was given out about injury time played in one of the matches, but I think when you look at the Donegal match, they just weren't at the races. Donegal seemed to be able to probably pulled up at a canter. They could have beat Meath by 10 points that day if they really wanted it.
Tell me, what do you make of Donegal so far?
I've been impressed with Donegal, you know, because to be fair to them, they're missing a lot of good players. You know, even out of their defence there, you have Paddy McGrath and Steve McMenamin to come back in, two all-star footballers, really, you know.
Without Darrell Beale as well for a couple
and
of years.
Darrell Beale too, in fairness, he's been kind of in and out and had his own injury problems, and, you know, they're missing players up front as well. They're obviously missing Paddy McBurdy, who hopefully will be back this year, and Oisin Gallen too. So, you know, if you take all in all, maybe four or five of their so-called starting 15, a lot of young fellas coming in there doing well and finding their feet. So, but they, again, you know, the other side of the football being so quick and so fast this time of year is them fellas that are coming in are getting a great grounding for whenever the championship comes in. So it's great, you know, it's good. It's good preparation for them, and it's good exposure to that kind of football at that level.
Yeah, and the fact is, obviously, if you want to prolong a run in the championship, you're going to pick up injuries, so you want plenty of options.
Oh, you do, surely. I think that's where Dublin, maybe, you know, everybody's talking about how strong Dublin are. Dublin are really strong with a panel between 1 to 30, you know, so they can pick up maybe 5 injuries and cope with them. Donegal are building on that panel, and I think all them top teams, the more so the ones, all them that are in that first division, are all looking to have at least 20 to 25 players that they can call on, and one probably be as good as the other. Obviously, you're going to have your standout players and your game changers, and every team maybe will have 3 or 4 of them, but the rest of the guys would all need to stand in and do a job.
You watched Tyrone, you watched a couple of their games. What did you make of them?
Tyrone are Tyrone, really. I was watching them on the television the last day up in... it wasn't a normal, the game was changed to Eden Dark, I think, and conditions were very poor, but, you know, they seem to be in good condition. I think your man didn't go to Australia,
Cahill
McShane, that's obviously a boost for them. To be fair, they still seem to probably, you know, they seem to be maybe struggling to get some scores, you know, and they just don't have as many natural forwards, so that's why Cahill McShane is such a boost for them to be about home for the summer. So interesting, but again, it's very early to tell, and it's not really fair judging people or judging teams on the conditions that were played there last week or over this last number of weeks with the weather that we've had.
Talk to me about as a former defender, you know, Donegal conceded that late goal against Mayo. James Durkin got in for a late goal. The Galway got two goals in the second half. You know, Donegal were 7 points up.
It's very hard. You know, the Mayo game, really, we all thought that game was done and dusted, because I think Michael scored a great free down the bottom corner. They were up the 2 points, and we just thought that Donegal would have maybe fouled out around the middle. They didn't foul. They possibly had an opportunity to foul a couple of times. That young Durkin guy came through the middle and he took a shot, and I know it took a deflection off Michael as well, which took it away from the goalkeeper. So that was probably... Not, it was, there was a wee bit of bad luck involved in that as well.
Good luck from a Mayo point of view.
Good luck from a Mayo point of view, yeah. And then which was probably disappointing, you know, and you would presume that they had a lot of work done then defensively for that not to happen again. So I would say they were probably more disappointed with the way it happened against Galway then, you know, that it happened twice. That they hadn't a lesson learned. Now, saying that, Galway are a very good attacking team, and they have very good natural forwards. But I'm sure, listen, any day that you don't want to be conceding goals any day, let alone when you're 7 points up and think of the game as won. And at home, into the bargain. So them two goals, I would say Donegal are bitterly disappointed. I dare say, again, though, as we say, they are missing a couple of very experienced defenders, although that's not an excuse in itself. But there will be disappointing. I'd be very surprised if they're having a lot of, you know, having concentrated that a bit, that to try for that to happen again.
Anyway, looking ahead to this weekend, as we mentioned, the big game is on Saturday evening, Dublin and Donegal. Well, what do you think? What's the chances?
Well, listen, if you're looking at Dublin and the way they've been playing so far, they're not setting the world alight. They definitely are beatable. Monaghan nearly beat them, only for Dublin. I think, look, we were talking about Donegal, you know, been 7 points up. Monaghan, I think, were something similar with even less time.
Nine
points up. And Dublin came back to draw, the game, no. I think. So, yeah. So, it's a case of Donegal will probably go into the game very confident, I would think, you know, they have, there's talk of Paddy being back into the fold, so hopefully.
Patrick Weber.
Yeah. Paddy being back into the fold, so hopefully, you know, he'll get a wee bit of game time. Donegal, sort of Hugh McFadden probably will be, you know, his injuries will probably have cleared up and he'll be in the middle of the field. So, and even for as a supporter point of view, you know, going up to, it's only the end of February, but like everybody likes to go to Croke Park. I'm sure the players are no different to us as supporters. It's a good buzz around. I know it's early in the year, but still it's an occasion, and I would say Donegal hopefully will rise to that occasion.
As a former player, is there a buzz this week now from your own experience, say the week before you went to Dublin to play Dublin?
There would be, yeah. Now, to be fair, they're probably, you know, like Croke Park, still Croke Park, and I know no matter how many, all them boys are fairly experienced now playing it, but still, it's a big stadium, and it's nice to run out under it. Obviously, I'll bet it's not going to be packed or anything like that, but still, it's nice to get up there, it's nice to get the surroundings in of the dressing room, and you're familiarised probably with the hotel beforehand, you know, the way before the match, where you go, where you eat, all these different things, which will be familiar, which they'll probably need coming into the summer again, just that familiarity with the places. But yeah, definitely, as I say, for early on in the year, it's great to be getting to Croke Park, and I'm sure this is where Donegal want to be. A bit last year we were in Division 2, you know, and we got to Division, we had to get to a league final to get to Croke Park, so it's good.
Are we good enough to beat Dublin?
I think we are good enough to beat Dublin, although to be fair, it all depends to what Dublin take to the table. I know they're probably smarting a wee bit from their performances. They're probably not happy. They have had, you know, a number of their better players missing, but they've had a lot of their main guys playing as well, maybe 7 or 8 of them, so I think they're no more so than Donegal. They're finding that if you put a lot of young fellas on the team all together, it just doesn't quite gel as right or gel very as quickly as you would like. I do think Donegal have enough to beat them. I think it's going to be close. I do think Donegal need to take as many chances as they can, particularly the as many dead ball opportunities as they can get, and just keep it tight at the back, because if they don't, Dublin definitely will carve them open in the open spaces of Croke Park.